Hachette Audio presents Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Written and read by Judge Jeanine Pirro.
To all the men and women who've made it their life's mission to enforce our laws without fear or favor, leaving their politics at the door to ensure equal justice under the law for everyone, we salute them for their service to us and their unrelenting determination to protect this great nation. Chapter 1. Here's my open. As we approach the publication date for this book, I continue to be amazed at how quickly the news moves, especially in the age of Trump. And, as if Donald J. Trump's election itself weren't enough of a shock to our nation's political core, the subsequent months have proved to be an even greater jolt. The left-wing liberal media have savaged not only President Trump, but everyone around him. Anyone connected to the president is fair game. Melania, Ivanka, Jared, Don Jr., Eric, Lara, Tiffany, and even 12-year-old Barron. The media have criticized everything about them, from their hair, accents, mannerisms, and styles, to their intelligence and patriotism. They've even been attacked for their choice of footwear. No one and nothing has been spared. If the first family had a dog, they would probably call it a Russian bot. It was worse on social media. Lara told me when her pregnancy was announced, there were posts from people saying they hoped she fell down the stairs and had a miscarriage. Just when you thought the left couldn't sink any lower, they did. Horrifying. Those working in the White House haven't been spared either. From the highest-ranking Marine general in the nation, now Chief of Staff John Kelly, to counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, to former Director of Communications Hope Hicks. The haters march, protest, riot, resist, obstruct, and jump into their ninja Antifa get-ups, suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. One woman in particular is still suffering as she wanders around the woods in Chappaqua, New York, searching for the reason she lost. Not even the people who voted for Trump have been spared. A chief White House correspondent for CNN recently said, "They don't have all their faculties, and in some cases, their elevator might not hit all floors." Jim Acosta has since said he wasn't talking about Trump supporters, but we know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?